Welcome to KABU, Lynn Spitaleri Hanlon.
It's great to be here today.
We appreciate your joining us on the Ol Mole to talk about actions planned this week of April following Earth Day. Extinction Rebellion PDX, or XR PDX, is working in coalition with other climate groups around the region on what they're calling a spring rebellion. So before talking about that concept of a spring rebellion and actions planned this week, tell us a little about XR and how you became involved with XR Portland.
XR, Extinction Rebellion, is a climate justice group. It started originally in the UK, but it's been in the US for some few years now. XR PDX, our first really big action, I was not a part of, but it's what drew me to XR, and that was the garden at Zenith, shutting down Zenith with a garden, which was amazing. And XR does, we do direct action, which is sometimes it's an arrestable action, but a lot of times it's not. But it involves street theater and a lot of, creative actions.
So there's a broad scope of protest activities or resistance activities under the banner of direct action. Can you say a little more about what the strategic thinking is behind direct action as opposed to what?
Well, direct action is it really is to catch the attention of people and not just preaching to the choir, talking to each other, but really to reach a broader audience. And it's to wake people up. XR is sort of the Extinction Rebellion is the fire alarm of the climate movement. Like, wake up, we need to do stuff. And I think direct action does that. I think it engages people, it interests them, even if they don't know anything about the subject or they don't think they care. We draw them in with, song and dance.
Yeah, so there's joy and creativity as well as setting off those fire alarms.
Yes, joy and creativity, love and rage is, another phrase that we use often because, we all love our planet, we love our fellow folk, and we have a lot of rage.
Yeah, so with you were saying there are different levels of risk associated with direct action. Many of them, perhaps most, are legally protected, all the way up to trespassing on fossil fuel facilities, terminals, or infrastructure, which can come under some very heavy prosecutorial weight nationally and in various states. But you're saying there are also many forms of direct action that communicate directly what the emergency is about and protagonists in the climate emergency, like the banks, terminals, or transportation system. Can you say a little more about how that strategy is inclusive, or some would say it can be exclusive because many people are not prepared to engage, even in the most low risk category of direct action.
Well, for us, the lowest risk category is what we call family friendly, which is no risk. We're doing everything strictly legal. We're staying on a sidewalk or, in an area. We're not even touching the building when the Stolreaves people came out and said, "You can't touch our building." But, we have our big banners and we did street theater in front of Stolreaves, which is Zenith Energy's lawyers. We've gone to City Hall, and most of the time our actions at City Hall have been strictly legal. We've been, not on the streets, not, disrupting the meetings or anything like that. So that's like a lot of our actions have been that. A lot of our bank actions were basically doing street theater in front of banks, and they would shut down knowing we were coming, even though we did nothing illegal. Zero, zero, zero risk of arrest. And that is important to us, especially that at any action, even if it's an arrestable action, nobody is ever like in any way coerced or whatever into doing anything risky. Like it is only the people who really want to. And there's always room for people at all levels of risk. And during the Black Lives Matter protests, we didn't do any arrestable actions because we didn't want to increase, those risks for everybody. And because, yeah, if it's a strictly arrestable actions, that can be, you know, some obviously there are certain groups of people that are more at risk of, you know, being arrested than, you know, an old white lady. You know, I'd probably have an easier time than some of my cohorts. So I think that's important to keep in mind. But direct action is all those things. It's like I said, it's doing a song and a dance in front of a bank at City Hall. We've done City Hall actions where, you know, we kind of pressed the limit just a little bit, but it was still legal. You know, we crowded the chambers and did a song and, you know, annoyed Ted Wheeler enough that he said, "I have the gavel," and shut the meeting down. But anyway, all levels of direct action, I think, are important.
It seems to me, having followed many of these actions and forms of street theater organized by XR over the years, that some of what comes through as a reclaiming of public space that is dominated by commercial interests, you know, in so many corners of our world are dominated by commodity culture. How do you see that as part of the XR streets?
Well, I think that part of it is like the city council chambers. I mean, we belong there. And we are allowed to be there, and we should be able to talk to our, you know, city council folk. And when they don't respond to us and they have, you know, extensive meetings with people from Zenith, with the Zenith team, but they had no meetings with, you know, the activists who were opposing it. Well, we need to insist on a meeting. And we did insist, and eventually we got a meeting because, you know, we had so many people there embarrassing them into meeting with us. So yes, it is claiming those public spaces, and also just, you know, the sidewalks. I mean, sidewalks are public spaces. We belong there. And, you know, sometimes the people don't like it, but we belong there. And the Stoll Reeves people tried to tell us we didn't. And I'm like, okay, call the police. Have a good time with that, because we're doing nothing illegal. As long as our banner is like resting on our foot and not on the ground, it's legal.
Well, I'd like to return to the point of Stoll Reeves and Zenith and the situation with Zenith in a moment, but to have you say a little more about this coalitional aspect of XR and these events this week, and something included in your outreach called the Third Act, which is a very lovely.
It's a great
comforting
name.
Term for getting old.
Yes, I like it. We've really been trying in the last couple of years to really work with all kinds of other organizations, and I think in the Portland community at large, or in fact nationally, organizations are working together much more from, you know, different standpoints. And so we are working with Third Act for our bank action on Monday. And then we're going to be working with Opal at our TriMet action on Wednesday, which Opal is, you know, they're a local group that basically supports public transportation, which is incredibly important. And then we're working with lots of different groups for our Shutdown Zenith action on the 29th, including, you know, well, just a long list.
Can you describe the line of analysis that runs through these three actions? First, say what they are, each one, and then how they're connected through some analysis of the causes,
right,
the climate emergency and the way forward.
So our first action is on Monday, and it's Stop Funding the Climate Crisis.
On today. You'll today be leaving pretty quickly after our interview to head down.
That is very true. Yeah. Yep. Pioneer Square. We're going to be protesting. There's a couple of banks right there, and the banks are funding fossil fuels, and we want them to stop funding fossil fuels. And our second action is on Wednesday, and it's at 8:45 in the morning. And this is the TriMet board hearing, because TriMet, they want to raise fares by a large percentage, which we should be going fareless. And other cities in this country have been going fareless. It's a no-brainer. Public transportation needs to be free, and it needs to be expanded. That is one of the major solutions to getting our carbon footprint down.
And climate justice,
because, you know, like everybody should be using public transportation, but the people who rely on it the most are, you know, low income folks, especially, and people need to get to work. And, you know, when the buses stop running at midnight, it's like, well, that is kind of a bummer for lots of people who are working. And Yeah, it is. It's a justice issue. It's a climate issue. And yeah, raising rates is just ridiculous. So that's our Wednesday action. We're working with, we're actually following the lead of OPAL.
Can you say a bit about what OPAL is for those who are familiar with the group?
Yeah, OPAL is a, they're a local group who really, they primarily focus on the, on public transportation and, you know, representing riders. The Riders Unite, they really just fight for justice and equity in public transportation. Yeah, it's a great group. I'm very happy that they asked us to help out with this. We were pleased because this is an important issue for all of us, because, you know, we need to do that. And our last action of our Spring Rebellion, which is it's all of the Western United States XR groups decided that this week we're going to be doing Spring Rebellion, and each city, each XR is doing their own actions of different kinds, bank actions and, you know, private jet actions and things like that. So these are our three. And our third one is shutting down Zenith Energy because they need to go. And the connection between these three is, you know, first we need to defund fossil fuels. That's the bank action. And then we need to reduce the need for fossil fuels, which is public transportation is a huge, huge way to do that. Electric cars or whatever, but public transportation is big. And then we need to shut it down. We need to shut down our fossil fuel infrastructure, and places like things like Zenith are just low hanging fruit. I mean, there's no reason for them to be there.
But they're kind of a zombie entity from a climate perspective. They keep coming back with appeals to the city, and they just do. As victories are declared, they get an extension. And countering these powerful industries and their lobbyists and lawyers gathered around them, what we have on our side or on the other side are people power and people visibly present in the street, as well as other tactics that have been important in the climate movement and any social movement. How do people find out more about the events this week and how they can show up? And what are you wanting of listeners today?
Yeah. So first of all, today, if you get a chance to go to Pioneer Square at noon, you can protest a couple of banks right there. And this is a very family-friendly event. We're going to be popping the fossil fuel bubble. So there'll be some fun activity there. And, you know, we need to defund fossil fuels. Defund them, and all of a sudden it won't be such a problem. That's our first action. And you can go to xrpdx.org, and right on our front page there will be links to the three details of the three actions. And the second action is 8:45 in the morning at the TriMet.
And Wednesday,
that's going to be testifying and supporting the people that are testifying. And the more bodies we get there, the more they pay attention. So even if you don't want to testify, that's perfectly fine. And if you do want to, that's great. And we have links to how to do that. That's Wednesday. And then on Saturday, we're shutting down Zenith. So that's April 29th at noon at Zenith Energy. And there's going to be some song and dance, and we need to shut them down.
Okay. Well, it's
a lot.
It's a lot, but there's a celebratory tone, a tone of joy as well as hope and anger that thank you. The XR is good at generating that. And I think communicating what each of these actions are about to the public or as people wander by. So there are things to learn by participating as well.
I think so. I think there's a lot to learn from it also for, you know, those who suffer from climate anxiety and climate depression. You know, the best solution is action. And, you know, coming to these actions would be great. There's other things people can do, but yeah, get active. It's important to us all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lynn Spitaleri Handlin, for being with us today on the Olmol Variety Hour here on KBOO, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. It's been great being here.